I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. In Georgia, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has won agreement on a ceasefire, and Russia is expected to sign a version of that document. With Rice at his side, Georgia's president lashed out at the West for failing to heed warnings about the Russian invasion a week ago today. President Bush is accusing Moscow of bullying. In a statement earlier today, the president said the invasion of Georgia has damaged Russia's ties to the West. The UN now says the fighting in Georgia has displaced nearly 120,000 civilians. In Northern Ireland, thousands recalled the worst attack during the so-called Troubles from 10 years ago. It involved those who wanted to join the Republic of Ireland and those who wanted the region to stay British. The time of the blast was marked with a minute of silence. The bomb killed 29 people and wounded more than 300 others. A group called the Real Irish Republican Army claimed responsibility. Just one person was ever convicted. He is now facing a retrial. After months of political battles, lawmakers in Nepal have chosen their new prime minister. Maoist chief Prachanda was elected by a majority of the governing assembly over his only rival from the Nepali Congress Party. The vote ends a political deadlock that followed the sacking of the country's unpopular king and the abolition of the 240-year-old monarchy. Democrat Barack Obama waves aloha while it's goodbye to Hawaii. It's hello, Chicago. He's back in the game as Democrats gear up for the convention in Denver. Republican John McCain is spending the day in Colorado, meeting with top advisors. Both candidates still likely pruning their options for a running mate. Those of you who said you'd see it till you'd believe it when you see it, you may get your wish. Two guys say they will show the world Bigfoot's body today. There it is. They say they found this creature in North Georgia. It's allegedly 7'7", weighing more than 500 pounds. They claim they'll show DNA evidence proving it's Bigfoot. As expected, some biologists and lots of other people have their doubts. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.